In this bulletin, cash grants on offer for Victorian businesses hit by the coronavirus. National Cabinet discusses plans to decrease the number of international flights arriving into Australia. And A-League boss Greg O'Rourke says he takes responsibility for the aborted attempts to get three teams out of coronavirus-hit Victoria. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. More than 80,000 Victorian businesses hurt by the state's second coronavirus lockdown have been offered $5,000 cash grants. Treasurer Tim Pallas has announced a $534 million business support package, including the cash grants, mental health support, and specific funds for the hospitality and regional tourism industries. Mr. Pallas says the government recognises the impact of this second lockdown will be substantial.
This event will take something like 14% in the June quarter of our previous estimates. And what that effectively means is that the economy will take about two and a half years, maybe even three, to get back to the point where we expected it to be before the coronavirus event occurred.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Victorians will be locked out of Queensland until the southern state gets community transmission of coronavirus under control. About 250 people are preparing to enter Queensland, with the border now reopened. Ms. Palaszczuk has told Channel 7 Victorians will remain locked out for the foreseeable future.
This is going to mean so much for these local communities and businesses and jobs, and we know how frustrated our people have been, and I thank them for their patience. Queenslanders' health is my number one concern, and it continues to be my number one concern, but I've got to get the economy going as well.
State and territory leaders are meeting with the Prime Minister to consider a proposal to reduce the number of international flights arriving into the country. Scott Morrison earlier this week said that such a move would ease the burden on jurisdictions administering hotel quarantine. Victoria announced last Wednesday it was suspending all international flight arrivals for 2 weeks, while New South Wales has capped arrivals to 450 people per day. Members of the World Health Organization will draw their first conclusions about the global handling of the coronavirus pandemic in November. The so-called International Panel for Pandemic Preparedness and Response will analyze where the coronavirus originated and how to prevent a future outbreak, as well as how individual members responded to the virus. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark and former Liberian President Alan Johnson Sirleaf will lead the review. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the assessment should help the world understand how to prevent such crises in the future.
I cannot imagine two more strong-minded independent leaders to help guide us through this critical learning process, to help us understand what happened. An honest assessment, and to help us understand also what we should do to prevent such a tragedy in the future.
The Australian government is being urged to consider a special humanitarian intake for Hong Kong residents. The Australian government is the second country after the UK to offer safe haven to Hong Kongers amid the fallout from China's new national security law in Hong Kong. Under the new visa arrangements, students and temporary workers from Hong Kong already in Australia can apply to extend their visas to 5 years and seek a pathway to permanent residency. But there are concerns for thousands of young Hong Kong protesters under the age of 18 who may not be eligible to apply for a student or skilled working visa. Economist and immigration policy researcher Gabriella D'Souza says the visa assistance should be extended further to include this group.
We'd love to see a more compassionate stance around what these people are going through and what they have been going through for the last year or so. We do believe that there are grounds to admit them under the humanitarian visa, but we'll be looking forward to some more details from the government on that.
A-League boss Greg O'Rourke says he accepts that people might call for his resignation after two aborted attempts to get three teams out of coronavirus-hit Victoria. O'Rourke says he understands the frustration felt by players and fans. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny and 17. Adelaide, showers increasing, 15. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 16 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, a possible shower, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Also partly cloudy in Sydney, 19 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, 18. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, 22. Cairns, a possible morning shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.